This is it, though. It is the moment we've all been waiting for. We have Fat Bottom Girls by Queen playing against the Rocky theme song. This is the moment where heroes become legends, when great pump-up songs become ultimate pump-up songs. Woo! That was weird. Welcome to chapter 135 of, this one's been sent in by listener Will, Anecdotes of an Alabaster Individual. Thank you very much for that one, Will. Not quite sure what it means. I'll be honest. Alabaster, that sounds like a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger quote, like, Alabaster la vista, baby. You know, that's all like a bad, or a shit spell. Like Wingardium Alabaster. It's like, it's Alabaster, not Alabaster. That's what Hermione would say. What does that mean? I'm going to have to look that up. I'm going to DuckDuckGo that bad boy. Download the DuckDuckGo app, by the way. So good. What am I looking up? Alabaster. Will also said, that took me 20 minutes to come up with, lol. Alabaster, is it something white, I'm guessing? It's a translucent mineral rock. Ah, maybe you should have said alabaster-colored individual because it's. I think it's a white rock. It's kind of like cocaine, I guess. Cocaine's not a rock. It's not. Anyway. yeah, great. Well, thank you very much. You learn something new every day. There you go. I'm an alabaster individual now. I'm not. It doesn't really make sense. That's like saying, welcome to Anecdotes of a Granite Individual. Or of a marble moose, you know? It doesn't really make sense. But, hey, guys, good to be back. And I know I say that a lot because this podcast has been very irregular recently. And I will explain why, but that's boring, so we'll do it later. Guys, I guess I need to start off with the wildest shit that's happened to me this week. And probably it'll rock your week. I know this might relate to you. Probably not. It was pretty obscure. I'll just come out and say it. I'm not sure what I saw earlier today. I was walking through my front yard and I saw something either quite obscene and pornographic, or I saw something incredible and an amazing feat of acrobatics. And I have no idea which one. I saw a snail on top of another snail. Yeah. So, two things went to my mind. I was like, number one, are these snails doing the dirty? All right? Am I watching snails fuck? Or number two, is that snail wearing another snail as a hat? And this rocked my week. I'll be honest, I haven't thought about a lot else since. Was, who knows? Or maybe it was a snail giving another snail a piggyback. Or maybe they were going to like Snail Mordor and one of them was like Sam, one of them was like Frodo, and he was being a legend and carrying his snail friend to destroy an almighty ring. I don't know what they were doing, but what I saw, I should have taken a photo of it. You know those, you know, in moments in life where you just don't take a photo and you should. Like another one that happened recently, Lewis, who I do, you know, obviously Lewis Spears, right? Past guest of the show, on our podcast. Luke and Lewis, which you can check out, by the way, he told a story where his cat did a massive shit, and the shit was enormous, and he goes, bro, it was like this big, and I was like, where's the photo? And he just goes, I didn't think to take a photo of it. I'm like, dude, when you see a cat shit that is half the size of a cat, you snap that shit. You at least put it on your Instagram, all right, just for the courtesy of others, because I want to see that. That's why I go on social media, to see big cat poos and snails fucking. So, and I'm sorry I didn't take a picture of it, but, I guess you'll have to take my word for it. I saw a snail on top of another snail. And yeah, was it a snail giving one a piggyback? Was it wearing the other snail as a hat? Was, you know, I don't know. Like maybe in snail world, wearing another snail's hat is in fashion. But I think I saw what I saw. I think I saw two snails getting jiggy with it. You know? Getting a bit slimy. That's what I saw. And I know what I saw. And it got me thinking, do snails have sex? Now, I know what you're all going to be typing. Just don't sound off yet. Hold it, okay? I know all animals reproduce. What I mean by that is, I know animals have sex, but do they like fucking get it on? You know, do snails go like, you know, are they, is it like a sex, what I'm trying to say is, do other snails find each other sexy? Now, I know that humans and dolphins are the only species that reproduce for pleasure. I know that. It's a common fact. But these snails, like when you're full on top of another thing of the same species as you, it's sexual. Like if you see, you know, a dog on top of another dog, you're like, dude, those dogs are getting frisky. But if you see a human on top of another human, doesn't matter which way, 69 or missionary, something's happening. No one just lies on top of another being and doesn't get down with it. So it goes to show that maybe scientists are wrong. Maybe these snails were out here getting wild as all hell in my front yard. Pretty crazy, like, definitely must have some kind of public fetish going on. Go into your little snail hole. I don't know where snails live. Do they burrow? Do they go up in trees? You only ever really see them on the ground. They must just live on the floor and fuck all the time. But I guess I need to look it up. You know, you guys are probably watching an answer. Wanting an answer, not watching an answer. You're watching a question. I'm about to give you an answer. Hang on, I'll just duck, go it. Do snails have sex? Thank God this is a private browser. Do snails have sex? Here we go. What's this podcast turned into? We're what? 5 minutes in and I'm like, guys, the snails fuck? You know, because like this is memoirs of a white guy and there's massive problems going on in the world. You know, China's on fucking fire. And the biggest thing that rocked my week is like, I think I saw two snails who had the hots for each other. Let's talk about that. I mean, if there's anyone from Hong Kong listening, I hope this takes your mind off it. Here we go. there's a National Geographic article titled, "What Do Snails Think About When Having Sex?" We're definitely reading this. It starts with a light, soft touch. One tentacle gently reaching out, hesitant, hopeful, hanging lightly in the air. Holy crap. This is like erotic snail fan fiction, dude. What the fuck am I reading? This is National Geographic. Dude, I reckon, like, you know, obviously people who work for National Geographic and write for them are horny for the environment. They love a natural phenomenon. They'd love snail sex. They'd fucking love it. And you can tell, hesitant. Or it continues, by the way. There's a pause. Skin touches skin. Dude, this is 50 Shades of Snail. One softly strokes the other and slides closer. Then carefully, they wrap themselves together. Stroking. Probing. Entwining. I'm sorry if you're on a bus right now and you've had to tuck up your boner. Or if you're a girl and you've just had to, you know, you're going to have to bloody get a towel. holy shit, I'm getting flustered. I think I'm blushing. Should I keep reading this? I mean, I'm going to. I can't do a live vote. It's a pre-recorded podcast. Get to the point where what they think about. They're rubbing rapture and tensy. Whoa, here's a quote for you guys. Snail sex is extraordinarily lovely to look at. I'll be honest, I think I saw two snails fucking this week and it was just confusing, not extraordinary. What would have been extraordinary if the other snail was wearing the other one as a hat? That is extraordinary, National Geographic. I want to see an article about that. National Geographic, can someone send this to them, this podcast, and say, hey, can you write an article about, instead of what do snails think about when having sex, do snails wear other snails as hats? Do they wear their friends as a hat? That would be good to know. Garden snails make love in open garden patios. I know, I saw. In clearings on the forest floor. So they're full on exhibitionists, hey. They do it luxuriantly for 1, 2, 3 hours at a time. Holy shit. I'm definitely not part snail. we're definitely not related. Wow. 1 to 2, 3 hours at a time. Wouldn't it just drop off by the end? I would get bored. I need a Gatorade. Where they can be... Oh, god damn. Snail sex is very complicated. Snails have a lot to think about when they make love because they're hermaphrodites. Oh, so I thought, this is what I thought I saw. I thought I saw a female snail wearing a male snail as a hat, right? As a little bit of a dick hat. But apparently I saw two hermaphrodite snails just climbing on top of each other. Wait, does that... So who fucks who then? Because this is... Okay, this is why it confused me. This is why... The only reason why I thought maybe it was just wearing it as a hat. Because snails have shells, okay? So where do they stick it? Because it was on top. I literally saw a snail directly on top of another snail. So I was like, do they fuck each other's brains out, literally? Do they stick it in the other one's back of its head? Because that's the only place it would have connected. Or do they chisel, like, go... to get a drill, like they'd use their dick as a drill and go, and do they drill through the shell and impregnate them like that? Because what I saw, and I bent, oh dude, I felt so creepy as well. I was walking up my front driveway, and there was like people across the road, hustle and bustle of busy Diamond City. You know how it is; it's a lot going on here. And I bent down, like squatted next to these snails and just watch them for like, and it was just slowly moving over the other snail. Maybe it was two snails playing leapfrog, but just a snail version. So it was just boring as shit to watch. It was just sliding over the other one. Then I was going, all right, wait there. And they just were slowly, I don't think so. I think they'll fucking, Oh, man, this article is wild, okay? I don't know if you guys... Look, if you guys aren't interested in this, just skip forward, okay? I've got heaps of other good shit to talk about. I'm announcing my special, this podcast. And by the way, my management, and maybe most people would argue, hey, Luke, maybe open with that. Maybe open with, oh, you've got the biggest announcement ever of your comedy career, this podcast. Maybe do that at the start so more people hear it. Guys, that can wait. Snail sex is absolutely, I think we all agree, the priority issue here. But yeah, seriously, hang around for that announcement, please. I just get to the point. Why? You know what? You know what? I'm used to reading BuzzFeed articles, and they get to the point very quick. I'm not used to reading a National Geographic. You know, I'm not even used to reading, full stop. So I'm getting bored here. I just want to know what they think about. During sex, I think the point is they think about, I think I just got clickbaited. It just goes on about how they're hermaphrodites, and I want to watch a video. I'll be honest, I can't read anymore. Here's a video. Everything you never wanted to know about snail sex. Deep dive. Oh no, deep look. Why does it have to say deep in the title? Maybe that's foreshadowing. Maybe it's deep. Oh, okay. What I'm watching here, if you're watching the video, it'll be up on the screen. If you're listening, just listen to that slime.
But this isn't...
Oh, man. This is like a Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award. There is slime for days. It looks like Jabba the Hutt getting out of the shower. Just like two snails. This is what I was looking at. This snail's wearing another snail's hat.
Boy and girl parts. You might think that makes life simpler. But not so fast.
Ooh, this is... getting frisky. Okay, I'm gonna skip forward to the sex part, because let's be honest, I'm not in this for the foreplay. Oh!
Bada boom. They get pretty cozy. Touching. Tasting. Smelling.
Until...
Oh, oh.
Yep, that's exactly what you think it is.
That's a snail dick. Maybe I'm part snail, because that thing's fucking huge. Holy crap. Snail dicks are wider than me. It is a white tentacle that just comes out and prods the other snail. Holy moly. Whew. I thought I was blushing before. I didn't think I'd see a snail dick today, I'll be honest. I woke up and I was like, I'm probably not going to watch two snails fuck today. But, you know, life works in mysterious ways. And sometimes you got to do a podcast. Swap sperm.
You take some of mine, I'll take some of yours.
But this battle isn't over. Okay, this is how snails fuck, to end it all, okay? So, what this video is showing us is that both snails have dicks. They're at the hermaphrodites. They both take it and give it at the same time. So essentially what I'm watching here is two snails dock with both their dicks and then they have a fight over who is injecting the most cum. So like each goes, duh, and tries to do the biggest nut possible in the other snail. And then whoever does the least nut, I think, becomes the mum.
Go on the attack. Killing most of the other snail's sperm before they get to the eggs.
This is not what I saw, by the way. I just want to point that out. I wasn't watching this shit. This is blatantly snail porn, and I didn't see this. I saw two snail. I saw a snail wearing another snail as a hat. That's what I saw. So at least that's confirmed. But I'm already so invested in this snail fucking thing that I got to continue this.
Fatherhood is easy. It's the cheapest way to produce offspring.
You know, he's still going to play snail child support if he fucks off. So you know, she can't survive off snail welfare forever, you champ.
That's where the love dart comes in.
Oh, there's a love dart? I got one of them too.
Protect the sperm.
All right. That's enough on snail sex, guys. I do have a big announcement, but holy crap, that was informative and hot. That's like watching educational porn. Whew! That's probably been one of the strangest starts to the podcast we've ever done. But guys, we're doing it, okay? And that's crazy, man. I saw a snail wear another snail as a hat. That's confirmed, because I didn't see any snail dicks this week except for that one. So, whew, boy oh boy, glad we got to the bottom of that. That's what you got to do, guys. If you have a problem that rocks your week, always make sure you get to the bottom of it in a public forum, such as your podcast that thousands of people listen to. Yes, will thousands of people watch you watch snail porn? Absolutely. But if you want to really get down to the grit and bones of, you know, the snail reproduction, that's a cost you got to deal with. All right, that's something that it's unavoidable. Now, I do have a big announcement, as I said earlier, and I wasn't going to announce this as soon, but we've changed our plans, and because we've decided to do a premiere screening of my debut comedy special, which is called... Oh, wait, my announcement megaphone. Hang on. Is it... Oh, damn it. There's no... The batteries are dead. Guys, just pretend that the announcement megaphone is working, okay? Which is called... All right, okay, I'm going to have to do the build up again. Excuse me. All right. My debut comedy special, which is called... The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived. Woo! Go me. Guys, I'm super pumped about this. It is easily the biggest thing that I've ever done in my career. I'm super pumped about it. So we filmed the special in May in Brisbane, which I've talked about. It is called The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived. Very fitting title for me. It's, you know what? I didn't want to lie to everyone. I wanted, this is going to be my first impression to maybe a lot of people, to my stand-up, and I wanted to come in and be like, hey, I'm me, bro, and you're watching a Luke Kidgel special. And here's what's going to go down October 3rd in Melbourne. If you're in Melbourne and you're a fan of my stand-up, enjoy my comedy, enjoy my podcast, here's what I'd love you to do, okay? On October 3rd, it's a Thursday night. Doesn't matter what you have on. Clear it. All right, it's done. Boom, your diary's free now. Because, well, this is going to trump whatever you've got, unless you've got a sibling's wedding. Nah, fuck it, cancel on them. Even if you're the best man, just be like, oops, something came up, my bad, okay? Because this is high priority. If you're in Melbourne on October 3rd, holy crap, we're doing the premiere screening of The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived. We're doing it at a cinema. It's going to be sick. Here's the thing, though. It's no ordinary premiere screening, you know? Oh, let's do a red carpet premiere. Let's do... Sorry, I'm bored. What? A premiere? No. We're having a fucking party, ladies and gentlemen. It's The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived party, all right? It's dress-up themed, if you want. I'll be dressing up, okay? Highly encouraged. It's dress-up themed. You don't have to dress up. If you're one of those fucking dorks who doesn't want to participate, you be you, okay? Just wear your best clothes from Cotton On, and so be it. But anyone who wants to go next level and participate, I might have to give a prize for best dressed on the night. Maybe like some special merch or something. I will do it. We'll do a prize for best dressed on the night. Because, We're coming in dress up, firstly, all right? It's going to be dress up themed, and it's going to be a party. We're going to be serving fairy bread, Savoys, bloody hell, we might even have some cordial there. Cotties, definitely Cotties, it's absolutely the superior cordial brand and the whitest. Now, I've been told that I'm not allowed to call it a white party because that could be a bunch of different shit. You can't put it this way. You don't want to be the guy who's hosting a white party, okay? People are going to start rocking up in sheets, pointy hats. It's not a thing you want to post. But you know what I can host, guys? The basic AF party, all right? It's basic themed, dressed in your simplest clothes. If you have a Mountain Dew t-shirt, if you have your old fluoro trackies, you know how girls used to wear those fluoro trackies in high school, all right? If you have your old Fall Out Boy t-shirt, maybe you have a Call of Duty t-shirt, you might have a fucking Pokemon t-shirt, anything pop culture related is pretty goddamn white. Pretty much dress up in the whitest clothes you own. Maybe get some Dunlop Volleys, all right? Come in your khaki shorts, your skinny jeans. Let's white it up. It's not a white party. Cannot stress that enough. I'm not hosting one of those. Would never. But we are celebrating my culture. That's what we're celebrating. Luke's culture. So, you know, come dressed as a whatever. You know, if you want to dress as a big pancake or a Parmigiana, then great. Do that. If you want to come dressed as a box of Savoys, oh, even better. But yeah. So essentially, it's going to be a premiere screening before and after. We're going to have a Q&A. I'll be doing a Q&A before and a Q&A afterwards. If you have any questions about it, we'll be all there. Essentially, I wanted to make a fun night. Like, my management, you know, were like, oh, let's do a premiere screening. And I was like, yeah. Like, you know, we'll do a red carpet. And I was like, fuck that off. Dude, this is the whitest boy who ever lived, all right? I want to be serving fairy bread. Okay, I want to make this a party. I want Fall Out Boy to be playing. I want Thanks for the Memories. I want this to be a jam. This is going to be a Thursday night that you fucking remember, okay? So if you're in Melbourne, I would love for you to come and celebrate it. That's essentially why I wanted to do the premiere screening, because I wanted to celebrate this moment, which is the biggest moment of my career, with the people who made it possible. I'm sorry if you're interstate. We are only doing one premiere screening, but the special will be available to pre-order pretty much in a couple of weeks. So the premiere screening is October 3rd. The special will be released. I can't say the date yet just in case it changes, but it'll be the next week. So yeah, that's what's happening. If you want to come celebrate with me, that'd be awesome. I just wanted to make an event that is fun for everyone, is inclusive. Don't feel pressured to dress up, okay? It's just a bit of fun. And yeah, if you want to come dressed up, I'll be dressing up as myself, the whitest boy who ever lived, you know? Wear an old band t-shirt, wear something white, all right? Bring something white if you want to, you know? Come with the three cans of Lynx Africa if you want. It's up to you, okay? Get creative and shoot me a message if you're confused and if you bought a ticket and you don't know what to go as. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So if you're in Melbourne on October 3rd, tickets will be on sale in the next few days on my website, lukekidgell.com. Also, sign up to my mailing list. I'll send it out there as well. So I'm not sure when they're going to be out yet, just because we're finalizing the poster and stuff. But yeah, I'm super stoked with it. And I just want to thank you guys for making this possible. Anyone who's listening to this, has you've all supported me in some way or another, whether it's watching a video, people on my Patreon, coming to a show one day, anyone who's ever supported me, even anyone who's ever listened to this podcast, it means the world. So that is how I can do stuff like this, which is cool. I self-funded it. It cost me well over $10,000 of my own money to shoot it, and that was just on the night. Not to mention the marketing and the release of it all is another cost as well. But yeah, so it's going to be available to buy to stream on my website. It's going to be in really high quality. It honestly looks better than a Netflix special. Like, I've had people come up to me going like this, holy shit, like it looks better than a, I don't know how that's possible. The people who shot it were incredible. It looks better than, I think, any special that I've seen come out of Australia so far. So yeah, it fucking looks so good. Like the lighting and stuff on the night. And the people who came on the night to that show fucking loved it. So yeah, it's a combination of my last tour and all my best bits over the years, and none of the material in the special I've ever put online. So if you've seen any of my stand-up online, it's all completely new, which I really wanted to do and I made a point of. So yeah, I'm super proud of it. Can't wait for you guys to see it. I'll be talking more about it next week. But yeah, if you're in Melbourne, go get tickets to that premiere screening once it drops. I would love to see you there. Come celebrate with me. And yeah, that'd mean the world. I really appreciate it. So what I want to talk about next... Oh, we need to do it, guys. It's time. It's literally the big showdown, okay? It's time for the Ultimate Pump Up Song Championships. Play the opener. The Ultimate Pump Up Song Countdown / Tournament. Da-da-da-da. This is it. The moment we've all been... Oh, God. I just fucked up that moment. That would have been such a cool moment coming out of the opener going, this is it, guys, the moment we've all been waiting for. But I choked on my own breath. So this is it, though. It is the moment we've all been waiting for. It is the showdown. This is the, how do I describe it? The feast de resistance. I don't know what that means. Put it this way. If this is like in Fast and Furious 6, right? You've watched the whole film. You're like, yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's pretty good. But when's The Rock going to fight that other big guy? I want that. I want the ultimate showdown. Sure enough, they're going down a runway for what seems like way too long. All right. But it's, you know, if you're pulling that apart, you know, if you're going, oh, that's unrealistic, you should have a problem with that whole entire fucking franchise, okay? Dude, The Fast and the Furious has more plot holes in it than fucking, what's the thing that has holes in it? Cheese. Fuck. Yeah, point is, that's the moment of the film, right? You're like, please, can The Rock and that big dude fight? Then they start throwing down and you're like, who's going to win? Then Vin Diesel starts fighting that other dude and you're like, holy shit, this is what I paid $17.50 to see, or $13 if you went on Cheap Tuesday like me. And this is what I wanted. Now, guys, this is it. This is that moment of Fast and Furious 6 in this competition. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this week we have Fat Bottom Girls by Queen playing against the Rocky theme song. And that's it. You know, this is the moment where heroes become legends, when great pump-up songs become ultimate pump-up songs. And, geez, it's exciting. It's really exciting. And how am I feeling at this point? Oh, by the way, a bit of backstory if you knew. Fat Bottom Girls by Queen is the ultimate pump-up song. It's... in my opinion, by the way, don't want to lead the witness here, okay? I'm just saying, if you had to pick between any pump up song, you wouldn't pick Rocky. But I don't want to lead the witness, okay? I don't want to influence this competition. I'm an impartial judge. Do not vote for Rocky. I'm feeling nervous. Yes, of course. But it's butterflies. It's excited energy. It's not like I think that Fat Bottom Girls will lose. I'm confident that I'm not alone in thinking that Fat Bottom Girls I think it's the ultimate pump-up song. Therefore, I think it's a clear favorite in this competition. But I have no control over this competition. So there is a that's why there's that excited energy inside of me. It's decided between a YouTube poll, an Instagram poll, and a Facebook poll. Now, last week, Eminem slaughtered Europe, the final countdown. Lose Yourself came out 63% to 27. It was just a... It was pretty much a convincing win on all platforms. Not surprising, considering this podcast and generally my audience has is a younger demographic, more Eminem fans than Europe fans, but... Really was exciting for me to see the final countdown, which is a great pump-up song, put up somewhat of a fight. It's good to know that some people are voting with their heart, not voting just because something's cool or they think they should vote a certain one. All right, may the best ultimate pump-up song win. And yeah, keep voting with your heart. So if in your hearts of hearts, if you think that Rocky is the ultimate pump-up song, then by all means, vote for Rocky. Okay, and then escort yourself kindly off a bridge. But here's Fat Bottom Girls for people who may not be familiar. Ooh, already you're thinking, where am I going, Freddie? Where are you taking me? Doesn't matter. I want to come both ways. Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rock and roll go. And then this is where it gets cranking. Oh, look at that. They just cranked that like Soulja Boy, dude. Oh. Boom. And then let's skip in, right? So the song gets absolutely... Here we go.
My treasure.
Still got my hands. Treasure. Big woman. Oh, man. The best pump-up song, dude. I want to... fight someone. Like, I want to fight... You know what? I want to fight the big guy that's not The Rock in Fast and Furious. He was even bigger than The Rock. I wouldn't win, but that's the kind of energy that this song has. I reckon I could take Dwayne... That's the thing. If I had to fight Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, I'd be like, oh, fine, if I can listen to this song beforehand. So I can at least have a chance. It would put me in as a... As an underdog still, maybe, you know, I'm working, you know, if you've been listening to Luke and Lewis, I'm back on the fitness train, okay, but at the moment, probably still would be an underdog in that fight, but after listening to this, you'd be like, fuck, he's in with a shot here, and Dwayne Johnson would be maybe a little bit nervous, kind of how I'm feeling about this competition. He'd be confident, but going, fuck, I don't know. You know, and that's the kind of thing. This song has powers. And if you're looking for that G up this week, then definitely give Fat Bottom Girls a whirl. Or give the Rocky theme song a whirl if you want to be less pumped. But that's okay. Here's the Rocky theme. It's called Gonna Fly Now, by the way. I've been calling it the Rocky theme. Some people keep getting mad and be going, it's actually called Gonna... Shut up. All right. No one likes you. Ooh, feeling that. See, that's the thing. I want to be so anti this song, but like, I'm like, fuck, it's a track as well, and that's why I put it up against each other. I wanted this to be a moment. I want this to be a thing we all remember, going when the two greats went head to head. And I didn't want to give Fat Bottom Girls an easy run into the finals. I wanted to give it a test, and I think it will send a warning to Lose Yourself and maybe some of the other favorites in this competition that are whoever wins this match this week between Rocky and Fat Bottom Girls, boy oh boy, that'll send a message to the other. So guys, vote with your heart. May the ultimate pump up song win, and keep fighting the good fight. You know, all those Queen fans out there. I don't want to influence this competition, but I just, fingers crossed, and you can only pray at this point that people believe in this song like I do. And, you know, this song, my love for Fat Bottom Girls, is what originally started and forged this whole competition. So, you know, it would be sad to see the song make an early exit, but that's life. And, you know, sometimes you talk about snails fucking for 20 minutes, and that's fine. Not everything's going to go your way. But yeah, What else do I want to talk about next? Oh, okay. I got one more story for you. Okay. One more juicy bit of anecdotal. What was it? I've got another alabaster and a anecdote. What the fuck? I forget it. Anyway. So I was at the shops, right? As I do. And which story do I want to tell first? Two things happened. Okay. I'll tell this one first. I went to pee. Public toilet. Now, there's two types of people in this world. And ask yourself this. Are you the type of person who, when taking a shit, will take a phone call on the toilet? If your phone rings while pooing, will you pick it up? Or are you a respectable human, all right, with respect for yourself, and you go, nah, I'll call him back because I'm pooing. And that seems wrong. Take some time. Take a minute, okay? And come back to me, all right? Have a think about it now. All right, time's up. Okay, if you're still thinking about it, you're a fucking idiot. Pause the podcast, move on. I am the second type of person in the world. If you call me while I'm shitting, we'll speak later. I'm busy. I'm in the zone. I'm settled in. I don't need to have this conversation. It doesn't matter if it's an emergency, man. Like, a family member could be calling me going, I need to go to the hospital. And I'd be like, I'm shitting. Okay? I'm defecating right now. Respect my time and my bowel movements. Thank you. God. Always coming in with their family. Oh, I'm having a cardiac arrest. Yeah. Wait. Thank you. So, I'm at the shopping center. I'm going to pee. I go into the cubicle because I've got bags. So, I was like, I want to put my bags on the floor. So, I'm like, go on the cubicle. And sometimes they have a hook on the back. Lucky, had a hook. Didn't have to put my shopping bags in urine. Score. So I put my bags on the back of the hook, start peeing. The guy next to me, he's doing a poo, right? He's in the cubicle next to me. His phone rings. I'm thinking, this guy's not going to be an animal. He's going to quickly turn his phone off and message the guy back going, sorry, man, I'm actually doing my business. Can't take the call. So the phone goes, and then it stops for like a brief second. And I was thinking, relieved, going, thank God this guy has respect for himself. He stopped the ring and now he's going to call him back. Then I just hear, hello. And I was like, oh, what a fucking animal. So not only is he taking a phone call while shitting but he's doing it in a public place. Now that's a line I'll never cross. I think maybe a few times I've taken a call, what, like mid piss at home, you know, and then I've aimed my piss to the side, to the porcelain, so it doesn't make noise hitting the water, right? That's the respectable thing to do. I've done that a few times in my life, but man, I can actually not think of a circumstance where I would pick up that phone while on a public toilet. God, no. So I hear, hello. And then he goes, yeah, sorry, mate. I can't talk to you for long. I'm actually just on a shit right now. And I went, I stopped pissing. I was like, what? I said, what? Like, I just mumbled. I was like, what? And then, thank God, because he didn't hear me, the guy on the other end, I heard the other guy really faintly on the other end go, sorry, what? And he just repeated himself going, sorry, I'm just on a shit right now. On a shit. On. Not doing. He's on a shit. Wowee. Can you even be honest? This, dude, this almost rocked my week as much as the snails wearing a hat. Man, I was just like, you can't be on. I'm like, you could. I mean, here's the thing. You can be on a shit. But I was trying to think. I was like, there's no circumstance where you should ever be on a shit. All right? Are you standing on it? Are you standing in poo? You know, it'd be weird if you were under a shit, because that means there'd be shit on you. Because shit can be, like, how can you be on a shit? What he should have said, he's technically above a shit, right? He's pooing. You're not on a shit, you're above it. Unless you've pooed so much that the poo has filled up the entire toilet and is now touching your ass, then technically, yes, you are on a shit. So unless that was what he was describing. But if anything, you should have picked up the phone and just been like, sorry, mate, I'm just above a shit right now. And guys, I'm thinking of using, I've thought about it a lot since. I'm thinking of adopting that as my new phrase. I've started using it. I can't help myself. I loved it so much. Just the confidence. I don't know. It was a mix of like just that alpha energy of like, not only did he pick up the phone call to one of his mates, but then said out loud in a public toilet, there were multiple people in the toilet. It was busy. And he just goes out loud so everyone in the immediate area can hear him go, sorry, mate. I'm just on a shit. You can be on a train, on a break, on a call, you know, but geez, I've never heard anyone say I'm on a shit. And, you know, if you work, maybe, you know, maybe if you're standing like in Frankston, you could be like, oh, I'm on a shit, you know, but it's not literal. I've never heard those three letters said simultaneously, like, what's the right word? Like in order. On a shit. I've never heard that combination of three letters before, and it just blew my mind. So, but now I've started using it. Like, I'll just be like, oh, I'm just going to go on a shit. And people are like, what? I'm just going on a shit. And it radiates big dick energy. It's an alpha move because people just go, so, you're going to be on a shit. And you go, yeah. And they just, it blows people's minds. So, the reason why I'm telling you guys is you're welcome to use it. All right. Tell a friend. If you're on a shit this week, tell them, call them. You know what? That's the ultimate alpha move. Not even taking a call, receiving one's air. If you make a call while you're on a shit, whew, you've won. You're the big dog of that friendship or that relationship forever. You know, if you call someone else's, you know, say if you call your friend, you're his dad now. That's just how it works because you've out alphaed him. You've called him, said I'm on a shit. You've completely confused him, and he'll respect you forever. So yeah, dude, I felt like a little boy when I left that cubicle. All I did was take a piss, and I went in there a man, and I came out a little boy, because that guy just took now I don't want to say this because Lewis says it all the time, but he took any alpha energy that I may have had. He just sucked it out like a dementor, like it was my soul. I was like, and it just left me, man. And I watched my alpha energy just get, you know, pulled into this guy, just sucked it in. And I was like, I'm a bitch now. That's me. So, boy, oh boy. Whew. One more thing happened when I was at the shopping center as well. So I was already reeling from I'm on a shit. I'm like, this is the best shopping trip ever. I'm like, next minute, some guy with a 10-pack of Mountain Dew is going to be like, are you a kid, Joe? What happened next, right? You guys will know. I guess everyone does. I'm not the only one. But I enjoy avoiding or doing everything in my power to avoid a charity worker, a flyer, someone standing in a little stall trying to sell me something. You guys will know I'm a big fan of sorry, I'm gay. I'm a fan of sorry, I'm pregnant. I'm a big fan of saying something to confuse them. If they go, hey, are you interested? Sorry, I'm gay. And that's what Lewis and I often do when we walk past them. They just go, I wasn't talking about that. It has nothing to do. And it melts their brain, right? In the 2 seconds, they don't know how to respond. So that's, I usually have a few of those locked and loaded, but what happened in this scenario, it really threw me off. I'll be honest, I usually go in very confident against these people. I had mates who have done the induction. I know all the tactics, okay? Oh, a classic one, it got brought up in my Discord this week, was like one girl was wearing a Luke and Lewis founder shirt, which has a orange on it, right? It was our merch for the podcast. And she goes, oh my God, my favorite color is orange. I love your top. And it's like, no, it's not. Your favorite color is whatever color I'm fucking wearing. Okay. It's a classic sales technique. Don't fall for it. Okay. If someone goes, oh my God, I love your, no, they don't. They want your money. And I think everyone knows that. So I know all the tricks. I always go in confident, right? So I go in not making any eye contact because I'm not a dickhead. And we start walking past and I'm with Meg. This guy, I don't know what he's selling. Honestly, he could be selling paintball. He could be World Vision. I didn't even look. Like, I was like, dude, you're wearing an orange t-shirt. I already know I don't want to talk to you. Okay. If you look if you're like dressed in an orange t-shirt, you look like you're a fucking GWS supporter for starters. Okay. There's literally never been, except for Luke and Lewis founders merch, a cool orange t-shirt. I don't think I've ever seen an orange t-shirt and been like, fuck, that's sick, right? So if you're wearing an orange colored t-shirt, it's a uniform. Immediately, I'm turned off. I've got to talk to Meg, walk past the guy, don't make any eye contact, and he just gets in my face, like jumps out in front of me, and I was just going to do whatever I can. I was about to hit him with a sorry I'm pregnant. And then he goes, are you friendly? And I stopped. Like a moron. Never stop. If they pull you up, never stop. Don't. Keep walking. That's when they get you. As soon as your feet halt, you're fucked. They've got you. You got to give them at least 25 seconds of your time. The guy goes, are you friendly? Now, the reason why I stopped is, game respects game, okay? I've never heard that one before. It just threw me off. My brain was like, what? He just goes, are you friendly? And I went, and I just stopped everything I was thinking about. I stopped mid-conversation with Meg. I don't remember what we were talking about because my brain just went, can you say that? I've never heard that one. This guy's killing it, dude. He made me stop. Dude, I've been known to legitimately, like, walk past people and just go, yeah, as they try and talk to me. That's what I usually do. So this guy's got me to stop. He goes, are you friendly? I quickly look at Meg. And Meg looks at me and goes like, well, yeah, like, I mean, she gives me one of those looks like, well, I like you. I mean, I love you. And that's why we're in a relationship. I think you're friendly. So tell the man you're friendly. That's what she kind of nods at me like, go on, like, tell him you're friendly. And then I looked back at the guy. He's smiling by this point because he knows he's got me. And then as I look back past the guy, I catch myself in a reflection behind the guy in like the glass of the shop that's opposite. And I know that this moment only went for half a second in real time, but it was like in a movie when everything stopped. Time just stopped. I caught myself in this reflection and I looked deep down into my soul. And I was like, oh, wow, all that alpha energy is gone because from the cubicle situation. But I looked into my soul and I was just like, and then I turned right back around to the guy. So he goes, so are you friendly? And I went, no, I don't think I am. Yeah. And then I just fucking walked away. And the guy went, wait, what? And all of a sudden, my alpha energy just went, and it went back into my body. And I was like, holy shit. I think I'm on a shit right now. It doesn't matter. I was on a fucking roll, man. Because I just like, he had me, man. I was against the ropes, right? If that was a boxing match, he was laying into me, right? I was ducking and weaving. I had nowhere to go. And then I just, boom, did like a Sparta kick and kicked myself out of the ropes and just like checkmated him so hard and his brain just melted, man. It's like in the induction day, they had never taught him to what to say if someone says, no, I'm not friendly, because I realized no sane person would ever say that to a stranger. I'm the only person who I think is such an asshole that would look at themselves, actually think about the question, honestly ask themselves, am I friendly? And I went, nah. Because all my brain was like, I hate his orange t-shirt. I don't want us to have this conversation. He's probably working for World Vision, saving children dying, and I don't give a fuck. And I did the calculations. I was like, that plus that equals, oh, what's that? Beep boop, beep boop. Not friendly. Sorry, that's what the calculator spit out when I did the math. I was like, nah, sorry, man, I'm a prick. and I just looked him dead in the eye. Are you friendly? I'm like, nah, I don't think I am. And Meg just went, oh, shit. And we just walked away. And then I had to walk past him later on because I realized that I was going the wrong way because I'm a dickhead. I had to walk back past him like a minute later and he looked at me and he didn't even say anything. He didn't even try and give me the second cell. He just was like, that guy's a dick. So there you go, guys. That's it. And you know what? Now I think I'm going to change my move. Instead of like, oh, sorry, I'm pregnant or something to confuse them, I think I'm just going to walk past them from now on and be like, sorry, I'm not friendly. And they'll be like, dang, like that's it. So game, set, match. I won. I got my alpha energy back, and I hate that I don't want to use that. That's Lewis's thing, and I hate it. It's not good. It's one of my least favorite things that he does, actually, is that. But and he knows that. I tell him a lot. It's not cool. Guys, that is the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. So yeah, The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived, the special is out now. Can't wait for you guys to see it. It's easily the biggest moment of my career, the best thing I've ever made, the highest quality thing I've ever made. And my stand-up is easily the best thing I do. If you like my videos and you like my podcast, then holy shit, the stand-up will blow your mind because it is much better. And I'm super proud of it. And yeah, I couldn't have asked for it to come out any better, to be honest. So yeah, The Whitest Boy Who Ever Lived will drop in a few weeks now. The special premiere in Melbourne. Get tickets for that. There is only less than 100 tickets available. So get on that quick. Come celebrate with me. It'd mean the world to celebrate with the people who support me the most because it's a cool moment in my career. And yeah, it'd be cool to celebrate with the people who made it possible. So I really appreciate everyone who's made this possible. And fuck yeah, I'm excited to get it going. Is there anything else I have to talk about? Also, if you want to jump on the Patreon only podcast, get on there. The Luke and Meg podcast. We are having so much fun with it lately. Here's a little snippet from that now.
What would you say your ideal wedding would be? We're getting quiet into it.
That's pretty forward.
It is pretty forward. Yeah. I know it's pretty forward, but what would you say your ideal wedding would be? Because I think I've found the absolute ideal wedding for you.
Okay.
So KFC has put up, apparently launched a wedding service for people. Hold on, go back up. Yeah. Couples looking to tie the knot legally, Kentucky Fried Chicken style. You can get married in KFC.
Oh, in a KFC.
In a KFC.
Oh, that's classy.
That is so classy.
If you go to any 24-hour KFC,
yeah,
not once have I ever walked in there and been like, I think this is where I want to get married. You know, someone's king hitting someone out the front. Yeah, there's vomit on the floor.
Yeah,
there's a seagull just pecking at a Zinger burger.
Oh, you know? Can you imagine?
Dude, there is. Go in the city. Every KFC always has like at least four birds in the store.
It's
there's
true.
Like
and
pigeons.
They're just fucking wandering. Like, they're like, where the fuck are we?
maybe they're just getting married. These bird
they
wedding.
Entered this competition and they're like, oh fuck.
So wait, you can win a
okay,
KFC
so,
wedding.
So it is. You win a KFC wedding.
Like,
so
they're pretending like that's a prize.
So all
like
says,
everyone's gonna want to enter. Well that I mean, instead of like the flower girls, they could walk down the aisle throwing the 11 secret herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Decorating the joint.
It's just like people holding buckets of KFC,
you know,
while tying the knot.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should enter, right? And I'm not saying, I'm saying yeah. This is forward, right? I'm not saying we need to get actually married, but I think we should do like what Jake Paul and stuff do. Like we get YouTube married. Like we go, instead of going to Vegas and having a surprise Vegas wedding,
yeah.
We just go down to like our local KFC.
Yeah.
We get a free meal while we're there, I'm assuming. It's probably catered. That's the thing. We don't have to worry about catering.
Invite anyone. We'll just say, hey,
oh, no. Yeah. Let's not even announce it. Let's just celebrate it with the people already in the store. Like, they've just gone to get dinner. And, you know, like, they're just in a rush. And then, like, all of a sudden, they've just walked into a wedding. Imagine if we went to KFC one night and we were just, like, walked into a wedding. I'd be stoked. I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so happy for you. But also, this is fucked. So yeah, jump on Patreon. Meg and I do it every second week. We try and get at least one a fortnight. Sometimes it's more regular than that. It's heaps of fun. And you can also knock me up on the knock, which I should go through actually before we finish. This one came in on the knock a couple of weeks ago. I've always wondered, if you could only do one, would you whip or nay-nay? I just did them both. I think whip. I think I enjoy the downwards motion, but goddamn, I love nay-naying. I feel like it's kind of like, you know, it's like a, you know, bread without butter. It's like, I'd prefer them both at the same time. I don't want to whip and then not nay-nay. It feels unnatural. Maybe, yeah, maybe, I would have to say whip, but that's like, you know, that's like making me pick between my children, you know? That's like, oh, do you like my name or Jeff? And I'm like, ah, I like them both. This next one came in on the knock, which you can send me a message. It's the phone number is on the Patreon. Hey, I'm a new to Patreon, but a long-time fan. I live in the middle of a buttfuck nowhere, Nullanbuy. I don't know where that is. It sounds rural. So I haven't been able to come to any of your shows yet. Hopefully next year will be the year. Anyway, have a good one. Oh, I thought it was a question. It's not. It's just a statement. Thank you very much. And actually, if you're in rural Australia, particularly up the East Coast, next year, we're trying to get it organized. There's something in the works, and I'm super excited about it. So yeah, next year could be the year, and I'm super excited to go to some places that I've never been before next year on my tour. I'm going to be touring so much next year. It's crazy. I've seen my schedule for next year of at least what's penciled in, and oh boy, it's going to be a big year, which I'm excited about. So, that is the end of the podcast. Is there anything else I wanted to discuss? Just trying to think. Oh, the reason why I've been busy and there's been no podcast, I should probably address that. So as you could probably tell, I was getting a little bit burnt out in some of those last Luke and Lewis episodes where I couldn't even speak properly. I mean, that's pretty regular for me. I'm usually bad at pronouncing things, but I literally, there was one episode where it sounded like I was just dribbling on the microphone, like I was just having a seizure or something. I just couldn't, my brain couldn't connect words with my mouth, and that's not a good place to be in. But in the last few weeks, I've hired on an editor. Thank you to all the people on Patreon. A few times a week. We're doing twice a week at the moment because that's what I can afford. And Cal, he's his name, and he's been helping me heaps, which is awesome. He's currently editing a video now. I have a bloody bachelor video uploading. I'm doing a podcast. It's all happening. I'm doing like 8 things at once. He's also making a thumbnail. I feel like an octopus, man. I'm just doing so much shit with all my different arms. So that's why I was burnt myself out a bit, and it was literally 2 weeks there where I did not even have time to do a podcast, even sit down and do it, because I was had heaps of gigs, and I was trying to get out this bachelor videos. This bachelor series is ruining my life, but that's okay because it's a lot of fun, and you guys like it, so it's cool. But yeah, these videos are taking like 20 plus hours to edit, which is a lot. So I've hired on an editor. So yeah, if you want to help support everything I do, get on the Patreon, and yeah, it'd mean a lot, because that's the only reason why I can keep putting out these podcasts, is because those are, I think it's 94 people at the moment on Patreon exist. So if that goes up, the output will increase, and all the money goes back into what I do. It's not like a money-making thing. I put every single cent back into it, and you guys are also the reason why the comedy special exists, so I really appreciate it. And yeah, guys, thank you very much for listening. If you like this podcast, bloody tell a friend. And I hope we all learned something today, that snails dock. And that's something I didn't think I'd ever find out or ever investigate, but it's good to know. So if you want to read some erotic snail fan fiction, just go check out National Geographic. They'll get you sorted. Or if you want to watch snail porn, just watch this podcast again. Guys, awesome to bloody chat with yous again, and that's a cringy way to end it. All right, guys, bye. Oh, wait, also, I forgot to add, I'm coming to Perth this weekend to do some spots at the Comedy Lounge, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you're listening to this week, then come down and say hi. I thought I'd let you guys know, listen to the podcast. It's not like my show or anything. I'm just going to be working on new material to do for next year. So yeah, if you want to see me work on some new stuff, come say hi. I'll be at the Comedy Lounge in Perth. I just don't go to Perth much, so I thought, I might as well tell people when I'm there. And also, give me ideas of things to do in Perth, because I'm going to be there for 3 days. Pretty bored. I've already been to Rottnest Island. I'm done. You know what I mean? So let me know what to do. All right. Bye. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys next week.